longtime reigning champ in Log Roll and a number of other 4th of July communities. You have embraced Independence Day here in Petersburg, I would say.
Yes, we have. When I came up as a cannery worker, I participated immediately in the logging events, which were so much fun back then. And then when we had a family, we got involved in the parade and all the events.
So how do you get to this step now?
Well, this step, I felt like it was time for me to retire from log rolling. I've been doing it for 40 years, maybe. And it was, you know, time to retire. I'm 60 years old, and my competitors are as young as 18, which has never bothered me in the past. But it was just time to, you know, let some other people have some fun. And
but you're bringing your knowledge to the table to organize the events now.
Yeah, I figured that at this point I'm best used in organizing it and explaining to people who are brand new to the event how the log rolling works. And I'm going to take on the blind rowboat race and the herring toss as well. So I figured it was time for me to give back in a different way.
Okay. Those events going to look pretty traditional this year or different in any way?
They're a mix. The herring toss is going to be back on the dock going down to the Middle Harbor versus on one of the floats in the Middle Harbor. It was too chaotic, too much of a liability to have to go out on the fingers. So we're bringing that back. It'll be simple. You just throw the herring off the dock there and try and get it into the life ring or hit the life ring to score points. And whoever gets the most points wins in that one. The blind rowboat race, we're going back to what that normally is, where the two contestants are in the race, and one of them is blindfolded, and the other person is acting like the coxswain, trying to direct the person who's blindfolded how to row the boat and go around a life ring and then come back to the finish line. That one will be about the same. There were some changes in the last couple of years. We're just going back to the basics for that one. It's much easier for people. And then the log rolling, initially we were going to have a different venue because it's a really, where it is a difficult place for the contestants to access. So we were going to change it back to a previous location, but after looking at things, for the spectators, it's easier to have it where it's been the last couple of years.
In Middle Harbor there.
On the Middle Harbor there, right. So the best viewing for the log rolling is going to, and the blind rowboat race will be from the Ocean Beauty dock looking down to the south where the events will take place.
All right, and those are kind of spread out during the day, I believe, on the 4th itself.
Well, historically, the herring toss was always on July 3rd, so you throw your herring into the life ring, and then naturally the sea lions come and eat the herring. So it was always the day before because you didn't want the log rollers in the water immediately after feeding the wildlife. So the 3rd is going to be run by the Lighthouse and their group, and there was an opportunity to fit it in on the 3rd. So it will be at noon on the 4th of July, the herring toss, and then the blind rowboat race will start at 4 o'clock and followed immediately by the log rolling. So sign up will be around 3:30, let's say, for the blind rowboat race.
Any tips you could give someone who's thinking about doing it, maybe for the first time, that log rolling?
The log rolling is a blast. Don't be intimidated by it. It's so much fun. I always feel like, when do you have the opportunity to go log rolling? When do you have the opportunity to fall in the water and just have a great time? And I'll say, everyone that does it, whether you've done it before or not, you always wish you could stay on the log longer and that you could do it more often. And it's super fun. Don't be intimidated. Every single one of the people will get wet, except for maybe the champions. So join the fun. Come down there. We've got the life jackets for everyone. And it doesn't matter if you've never done it. It's just about having a good time participating.
Okay. And then I think your business kicks off the week with an open house kind of thing on, is it that Friday?
Yep, we're going to have an ice cream social here on Friday between 12:30 and 2, and open to the public. We haven't done it in a few years since prior to COVID. And then also, for those of you who missed flags on Flag Day, if you want to exchange a flag, we'll also have flags too. But, yep, we're welcoming people to kick off the weekend with the ice cream social.